For 2 years now, our state legislature has struck out, trying to address this issue, even though in 2015, under the glare of the NCAA basketball tournament, the leaders promised us that they would take care of that issue, but they struggle with it. I believe the first thing we do is to make it clear that we protect the civil rights of the LGBT community. That comes first and foremost to me. We also need to enact hate legislation. We're one of only 5 states that does not have hate law. Hate law is where there's a violation and oftentimes a violent action against someone because of their difference, be it race, be it sex, or in this case, be it gender-specific orientation or being an LGBT person. And we've even seen in extremes across the nation, occasionally we see individuals who are killed because they're LGBT. We just can't have this happen. We have to move beyond it. Now, as far as, religious freedom, I've always been interested in government and politics and have followed, our Constitution. And I believe that both the United States and the state of Indiana have very clear protection of religious freedom. We all have the right to believe however we want to. But what we don't have the right to do is to impose our religious beliefs on anyone else. So I think that's where we get into a difficult area. And I think in some situations we have people who feel strongly against LGBT people who want to impose their particular set of beliefs on our community. Certainly if there are issues or situations where someone's belief is threatened unfairly, I would be happy to address that situation. But the first thing I want to do is make it clear in terms of state statute that LGBT folks are protected, their civil rights are protected.